This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The CJP has withdrawn its agitation after the government agreed to its demands. Union ministers JP Nadda and Dr. Jitendra Singh today held the third round of discussion with the CJP delegation, focusing on its demands for reforms in the examination system and measures to prevent paper leaks. Later, in a joint press conference with the CJP delegation in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that during the meeting, the government agreed to the demands of CJP that no action should be taken against the protesters and no FIRs should be filed against them.
सबसे पहली बात तो ये है कि कोई भी एक्शन एफआईआर ना हो और अगर है तो वो विड्रॉ हो और उसको विड्रॉ करने की बात कोई भी एक्शन नहीं होगा इस बात को सरकार ने स्वीकारा है जो प्रोटेस्टर्स के साथ प्रोटेस्ट के दौरान हुआ है उसी तरीके से फ्यूचर में भी जो ऑर्गेनाइजर्स हैं और प्रोटेस्टर्स हैं उनका इस एक्टिविटी के लिए कोई भी उन पर आगे केस नहीं होगा इस बात को हम लोगों ने माना है.
CJP's chief spokesperson Saurabh Das announced to withdraw the agitation in good faith, expressing hope that the agreed-upon terms will be executed within the agreed-upon timelines. Earlier today, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan resigned and tendered his resignation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said he was pained by the prevailing situation during the past 10 days following students' protests. He said it was not a matter of prestige for him. He said he had taken into account the situation at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi as well as the situation across the country. Mr. Pradhan said that service to the nation is the highest priority of his life and he will remain forever dedicated to it. All stations of the Delhi Metro network are now open for passenger services. Earlier, Delhi Metro Rail Corporation had closed 18 metro stations due to security reasons. The stations included Lok Kalyan Marg, Rajiv Chowk, Patel Chowk, Ramkrishna Ashram Marg, Barakhamba Road, Supreme Court, Seva Tirth, Janpath, Mandi House, Central Secretariat, ITO, Delhi Gate, Indraprasth, Khan Market, Jaur Bagh, Shivaji Stadium, Jhandewala and New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 136th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. President Draupadi Murmu has concluded her state visit to Romania and departed for New Delhi this afternoon. Romania was the final leg of the president's three-nation state visit, which also included Moldova and North Macedonia. In Romania, the president held wide-ranging discussions with her Romanian counterpart, President Nico Șordan, aimed at strengthening bilateral cooperation across trade, investment, defense, digital technology, education, renewable energy and culture. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the loss of lives and devastation caused by the floods in Assam. Sharing condolences to the bereaved families, the president, in a social media post, prayed for the safety of all those affected by this calamity and for the well-being of all personnel involved in rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts. President Murmu assured that the nation stands in solidarity with the people of Assam. The ancient Buddhist site of Sarnath has been inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List. Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has called it a defining moment for India's cultural heritage. In a social media post, Mr. Shekhawat said that Sarnath is a timeless beacon of peace, wisdom and compassion. The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, has intensified crackdown on gold smuggling syndicates, resulting in the seizure of over 27 kilograms of foreign origin smuggled gold and the arrest of 12 persons. The Ministry of Finance said that the DRI officers carried out a series of intelligence-driven operations across the country during the week. In men's cricket, India have set a target of 220 runs for host Zimbabwe in the second T20 international of the three-match series in Harare. In reply, Zimbabwe were 59 for 4 in 7.3 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, after being invited to bat first, India posted 219 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.